This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
James Rapine, right now with us, brought to you by none other than, wow, internet, TV, and phone. Seamless as always. Hello, James. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Great to have you. First of all, those two calls, you heard Tito allude to them. That was a bit of an oddity and absolutely could have cost them the game and could have meant a sweep. And we could have been sitting here at, what, 8.5 games out?
Yeah. I mean, it was a crazy inning, and especially with the way Beaver was cruising. He was cruising. It seemed like he was going to go 7 or 8 innings, shutout ball against the Twins, and just continue the wild ride of this past week and a half for him. And that seemed like the storyline, but those two calls really changed that inning and could have impacted the result of the game. And I think that was my biggest takeaway, is the Indians got it on the wrong side of two reviews. They have a 3-0 lead. It seems like they're going to coast and avoid the sweep. And instead it's 3-3, and you look up and you're like, uh-oh, the Twins are rolling. They have the bases loaded. They're about to steal this game and get out of here with a sweep. And the Indians found a way to win. So I think that was my biggest takeaway from yesterday, was the way they were resilient, the way they were able to kind of fight back against not only MLB and that, the calls and the umpires and Twins and everything going against them, and finding a way to get at least one in that series. But I'm with you. Those two calls were huge. And it was really, really a weird inning in how it played out.
I mean, to have it happen once is one thing. It happens a second time. And like Jake Cave, at least with Kepler, he tried to, like, oh, wow, oh, I think, yeah, I might hurt my hand. I mean, with Jake Cave, it's just he didn't even move.
He looked at the umpire, and then he was like, oh, wait, I should shake my hand.
Right.
And so he, like, shakes. It was the worst acting job ever.
Yeah, I don't know. To have that happen once is bad enough. Twice was just – and I'm glad that Tito kept his cool. I didn't think he would, but now we know why, because he was just going out there going, okay, guys, I realize that – he probably wanted to say, you guys blew the call, but ultimately we got to blame the guys above you. So all I want to know with this visit is, we were told in spring training, we have the same replay angles as the guys in New York. Is that true? And when they said yes, then you heard him in the presser say, that's concerning to me, because that was absolutely ludicrous. Let me just move on to something quickly here. You mentioned how Minnesota enabled Minnesota to come back, and then all of a sudden we had a ball game. I thought that bullpen was incredible, and we're starting to see. I'm gonna throw out Adam Simber for one. I think you're starting to see him pitching much, much better, and really becoming a guy, James, that Terry Francona really trusts in some tough and high leverage situations.
You're right. Absolutely. I mean, not only did he bring him in yesterday when, again, the Indians are reeling, seventh inning, you give up 3 runs, Beaver's out of the game, a base is loaded, 2 outs, you know, you're going up against the Twins, and he finds a way to get out of it in the seventh. He brings him back out for the eighth. And I think that was pretty telling. When you talk about being confident in one of your relievers, he pitches that eighth inning, gives up a double to start, hangs with him, and thankfully for Jose Ramirez, too, and Simber was certainly thankful after the game, Jose Ramirez makes a diving stop, keeps the runner at second for that first out, and he's able to pitch around it and not give up that tying run. So, yeah, Simber is he's certainly one of those guys I think that Terry Francona does trust in that bullpen. And he showed some emotion on the mound, both innings, which I think is good. I think it's good for the team, especially in those situations. So, yeah, I think he's a guy that certainly – playing into a role here in that bullpen. And it was a question mark going into the year, who would emerge in that bullpen, but Simber's certainly one of the arms that has emerged and earned Terry Francona's trust.
James Rapine, Indians beat reporter, joining us right now, talking some Indians baseball. So obviously the question that's going to keep coming up until that 31st July, are there 31 days in July?
Is, yes,
that
it?
Okay,
you got it.
Thank you. 31 days On the 31st. That is when the trade deadline is there. And so Trevor Bauer is going to continue to come up. Buster Olney, ESPN, just wrote an article today about whether or not that's going to happen. Does this weekend change anything to you? Bauer is a guy who strikes out a lot of guys, but he did give up the three bombs, two to Kepler in that game. Do you think he's going to be here in 15, 16 days?
I would lean toward yes, and I did read Buster's piece as well, and it will be one of those questions that won't be the last article written, but it'll be one of the biggest, if not the biggest question that hovers over the Indians over the next couple of weeks. Obviously, we've seen mixed results from Bauer this year. That being said, I don't think that really has impacted his trade value a ton. Now, the thing is here, and there's a reason he's still here. It's because the Indians didn't get the offer that they were hoping to get this offseason when they were at least open to offers. I wouldn't necessarily say shopping him, but you can say shopping him for lack of a better term. So he's still here. Will they get an offer that they feel is sufficient, or are they okay with rolling him into the winter and really kind of losing a little bit of leverage? Because they're going to trade him, right? They're not going to keep him long-term. He's going to sign one-year deals. He has 1 year left of arbitration. We know all that backstory. So at some point, they're going to deal him. It's just a matter of when. And I don't think this weekend really changes anything. I don't think Saturday's outing really changes anything. It really just depends on the offers they receive and if that front office and Chris Antonetti thinks it's worth it. If so, yeah, I think they'll trade Bauer. But we haven't seen an offer come up that they think is sufficient, and that's why he's still here in Cleveland.
If you had to wait, like, which one, you know, the reason they keep him, is it more about, well, hey, we just need him to compete here and hopefully nail down a playoff spot, or is the reason they keep him more about they need a certain return, and if they don't get that return, we're not moving him?
I think it's the latter, for sure. I mean, especially, it's not like he's been so dominant that you could say their success or lack thereof is going to be based on a Bauer trade. Like, that's why so many people are talking about it, and it would sound outlandish, especially at the beginning of the year, if we said, all right, yeah, the Indians are going to move Trevor Bauer at the deadline, but it isn't because they're rebuilding. It's not because they're sellers. It's because they're trying to improve their team now, but also improve it for the future, and they got a really good offer for him. But I really think there's a scenario where you can deal him, but you can also still have a shot to qualify for the wild card or compete in the Central and win the division for a fourth straight year. That being said, it's easier said than done. The suitors, it really limits who you're going to deal him to if you want major league ready players back now. So that's why I think it's a tough tightrope to walk for this front office and what they do in the deadline. I think this is going to be the hardest deadline for them to navigate over when you compare it to the past couple of years, because they were obviously buyers, right? And they were a really good team over the past couple of years, and they were going for it. Well, now they're okay with being buyers, I think, but they're also retooling for the future. And that theme of the offseason, it continues now here in July. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, I think there's a scenario where Bauer gets dealt, the Indians feel better about their future, at least with their prospects, and they still can have success and potentially qualify for the playoffs this year.
All right, James, you've seen this team, seven times take on the Twins this year. You know they have 10 more left. Seven of them are on the road. Both teams are going to be a little different than what we saw this weekend. The Indians, at some point, are going to get back Kluber. We don't know about Carrasco, maybe Salazar as well, while the Twins are going to get two of their better hitters back. In those matchups, how do you feel about their ability to chase down and be able to catch the Twins?
Yeah, I saw you tweet this yesterday, and it is an interesting dynamic, right? Can the Indians' rotation, if it does come back and get close to form of what we thought it was going to be coming into the year, can it be what we thought? And I don't know. I don't know if it can be that dominant, because the rotation is as solid as it's been and as good as the young guys have been. We came in saying it was the best rotation in baseball, and I'm not sure you can put those expectations on Kluber. Heck, I'm not even really sure Bauer, you can put those kind of expectations on him now, just because we've seen him. He's human, right? He's given up home runs. Max Kepler obviously figured him out, and it's one of those scenarios where I think that the Indians, they're going to have to, if they're going to win the Central, they're going to have to add a bat. They just are. I don't know if Bobby Bradley is excited as people were to bring him up. I don't know if he's going to figure out the off-speed stuff at the big league level quickly enough to be a big-time contributor on a team that's going to surge and push for the Central. I don't think that. So what does that mean? Well, can they go find a rental bat that's going to be a free agent at the end of the year and give up a mid-level prospect for me? Are they able to do that? Are they able to work out a deal like that? Can they make it a three-way deal where they get a guy like that back that's potentially controllable, that can help them for the next couple of years, and a potential Bauer deal? So I think that they have options, but if they're going to win the Central against those Twins that we saw over the weekend, they're going to have to add. And they're going to have to add a bat and then hope that, like you said, with the pitching staff, that Kluber, he continues to rehab and pitch, toss, and then eventually pitch the way we know he can and did in past years. Obviously, earlier this year, small sample size, but he had his struggle. So if he can return to form and they add a bat, I give them a really good shot to push for the Central, because I think that this team, again, yesterday, it's such a good example. They could have easily been swept. Everything was going against them in that seventh inning. Bieber was frustrated. Francona was frustrated. Everyone's frustrated. And they still found a way to win. And I think that says a lot about their character and a lot about this team.
James, give me your opinion on, and I think I'm in the minority on this one, there's the thought that in this hypothetical, Bauer trade scenario, possibly the Yankees, possibly Clint Frazier coming back. I'm not a fan of that. And I'm not saying I'm, steer clear of this guy entirely, but I just don't think you got injury issues, and I'm not buying in.
He's not the centerpiece. I mean, good God. I'll say this. There's no way the Indians trade Bauer for Frazier with Frazier as the centerpiece. Now, is he a sweetener? Like, okay, well, we're giving you three prospects, Chris Antonetti, that you really like in our organization. Two of them are going to be ready in the next couple of years, and we're going to give you Frazier as well because, they want someone to help them this year. Then I could see it. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think that people are saying, I've gotten some Bauer for Frazier straight up, and I'm like, zero chance. Like, that would never happen. So I'm with you. And the thing is defensively, he's obviously got his question marks. You mentioned the health. Attitude is another one. Heck, I just mentioned character and how this team stays together when it faces adversity, right? So I think there's a mixture of things and reasons why he can't be the centerpiece in a deal for Trevor Bauer. It just makes no sense. Plus, if you're really trying to compete this year, are you giving the Yankees Trevor Bauer for a guy that they've sent to the minors this season? It doesn't line up. Now, could he contribute? Could he help? Could he potentially be that bat? Absolutely. I think he could, but I don't think he's the main get in a Bauer deal if the Yankees and Indians agree to one.
That's the latest with the Indians and our Indians beat reporter James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and phone. Thank you, James. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is. We'll react to that when we come back. Winners and losers of the weekend, brought to you by Chico. That's straight ahead right here on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.